The word female only suggested female scholars to Lyra, and she involuntarily made a face. To be exiled from the grandeur of Jordan, the splendour and fame of its scholarship, to a dingy, brick-built boarding house of a college at the northern end of Oxford, with dowdy female scholars who smelt of cabbage and mothballs, like those two at dinner. The master saw her expression, and saw Pantalaimon's pearl-cat eyes flash red. He said, "But suppose it were Mrs. Coulter?" Instantly, Pantalaimon's fire changed from coarse brown to downy white. Lyra's eyes widened. "Really?" "She is, by way of being acquainted with Lord Asriel. Your uncle, of course, is very concerned with your welfare, and when Mrs. Coulter heard about you, she offered at once to help. There is no Mr. Coulter, by the way. She is a widow. Her husband died very sadly in an accident some years ago, so you might bear that in mind before you ask." Lyra nodded eagerly and said, "And she's really going to look after me?"
"Would you like that?"
"Yes!"
She could hardly sit still. The master smiled. He smiled so rarely that he was out of practice, and anyone watching, Lyra wasn't in a state to notice, would have said it was a grimace of sadness.